Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
The day before the Lewiston, Maine massacre, Mother Jones ran a story on banning AR-15s. Within hours after the massacre involving an AR-15, Kamala Harris wanted our guns.
Once again, routine gatherings, this time at a bowling alley and a restaurant, have been turned into scenes of horrific carnage. And let us be clear, it does not have to be this way. As our friends in Australia have demonstrated.
The Australian example reveals that after the horrific Port Arthur shooting that killed 35 people, the Australians confiscated firearms. The propaganda would tell you that no mass shootings have occurred since. However, 24 mass shootings have occurred in Australia since 1996.
Take away the guns because less guns equal less mass shooting. Well, that's a problem. Because as we've seen in Australia, Gee, throw that article up from the Australia Institute, Australia, more guns now than before Port Arthur. New research from the Institute finds that there are more guns in Australia now than there were before the Port Arthur massacre and introduction of strict gun control. So just to be clear, if your article is that, well, there are less mass shootings now because we took the guns, then your argument is actually the opposite. Because you're arguing that more guns equal less mass shooting. How are they arguing that? Because there's more guns!
Reminder, the Second Amendment isn't about weapon type or caliber or hunting. It is about protecting American citizens from a tyrannical government, and at the very least, protecting themselves from a mass shooter released by our government.
Nerves are rattled right now. Keeping an eye on the woods. Because I know those woods down there, they go run right back here. I got my daughter inside.
Your daughter? How old is your daughter?
She's 10 years old.
Has there ever been a more poignant time for the Second Amendment than right now?
An internal memo obtained by Newsmax, the San Diego Field Office of Customs and Border Protection writes, quote, San Diego Field Office Intelligence Unit assesses that individuals inspired by or reacting to the current Israel-Hamas conflict may attempt travel to or from the area of hostilities in the Middle East via circuitous transit across the southwest border. The memo continues, foreign fighters motivated by ideology or mercenary soldiers of fortune may attempt to obfuscate travel to or from the U.S. or to or from countries in the Middle East through Mexico. The memo comes as this weekend, Customs and Border Protection released its final figures for fiscal year 2023, showing 172 suspected terrorists. That's the highest number ever.
In this heightened environment, there's no question we're seeing an increase in reported threats, and we've got to be on the lookout, especially for lone actors who may take inspiration from recent events to commit violence of their own.
But the O'Biden installation presses on. As Reuters reported, the U.S. has stopped issuing export licenses for most civilian firearms and ammunition for 90 days for all non-governmental users, citing national security and foreign policy interests, and that the risk of firearms being diverted to entities or activities that promote regional instability, violate human rights, or fuel criminal activities. Exporters can continue to submit license requests during the pause, but they will be held without action until that pause is lifted. The Commerce Department declined to comment beyond the posting on its website. Sure, not exporting guns and ammunition to our enemies makes sense, but there are more layers to this. The edict creates a chilling effect on American gun shops as their primary source of revenue is exports. A loophole ultimately designed to put scores of small business gun owners out of business, sending a rippling effect caused by shortages among supporters of the Second Amendment and those simply utilizing their God-given right to self-defense. John Bound, 40.
we put this book out. The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's the Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's Monday, October 30th, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be live here on my broadcast for the next 4 hours from the War Room. With one of the guest hosts will be here because Owen Schroyer is still in solitary confinement for no reason after being thrown into federal prison for free speech, according to the judge in his sentencing statement and documents. That's just par for the course in our wonderful free nation. Okay, a lot of people watching on TV are going to say, where's Alex Jones's beard? I was talking to my wife just about a week ago, and I said, I may shave my beard on air as a protest to stop World War III. Sounds silly. People dump buckets of ice water on themselves to raise money for different diseases. I think if women shaved their heads en masse, that would really have a big effect. But I went ahead and did it. I was shaving yesterday morning. I only do it every few weeks with a buzzer. I didn't put the guard on it because I gotten pretty good with it. And my six-year-old daughter walked in and started talking to me while I was doing it. I didn't pay attention. I went, so the beard was ruined. So I said, okay, well, I was going to go ahead and do that. I'll do it now. And, of course, it's silly on the surface, but anything that draws attention to the fact that we're in World War III and it's accelerating towards nuclear war. The globalists aren't just trying to start World War III. Almost every mainline analyst even calls this World War III. The question is, when, if, how will this go nuclear? So, now that we've dispensed with the fact that I look like a cross between Uncle Fester and Dr. Evil, and, of course, Blofeld from James Bond mixed with little Klaus Schwab, let's move on to what's serious here. And I will grow the beard back. We're getting flooded with emails and calls. Bring the beard back. Bring the beard back. So I guess it's having the desired effect. You got to look at my big old ugly head. But anyways, let's get serious. When I just opened the show up with something that is completely massive and absolutely confirmed and just put it out there without any fanfare, no one cares. But when I build it up, at least for a segment or two, people pay attention. The audience gets excited. You look at what I'm going to present. I'll tell you what I believe is going to happen, and I'll present the evidence. Then you make it go viral. And we have stopped or slowed down many of the globalist operations doing this. We have millions of viewers that tune in live, tens of millions more conservatively watch large clips and sections of the show every day, and then tens of millions others watch shorter clips. So we're reaching conservatively 30, 40 million people a day with our content, but most of them are getting a minute or two. And that's why listeners going and getting clips that they think are pertinent and putting them out on whether it's Rumble or whether it's Gab or whether it's Truth Social or whether it's Twitter, or you can even do it on Instagram or Facebook, because there's so many of you, they can't stop you. It's having a huge effect. And the credit really goes to you. So right before I went live, I wrote the headline for the show, and I was just sitting here as we went live, and I realized that that headline's not strong enough. And the headline is, the globalists are desperate to accelerate World War III ahead of the mass awakening to their poison shots in an attempt to bring in global permanent emergency and martial law. But it's even more serious than that. And during the next break, I'm going to try to maybe go update the headline. But I mean, this is so bad that I don't even have words to describe how bad it is. And I really mean it. And I believe this, these things are going to happen. I'm going to talk about it. Now, that said, back in, August, I said by mid-September, they're going to try to bring back COVID protocols. And then right away, you saw them try to bring them back. But because of this audience, the fact that you got those clips to go viral, and Jack Posobiec and people like Mike Cernovich boosted the information day one, and then a lot of other journalists, people like Dale Bigtree, reached out to his contacts. They said, yeah, we've been told they're going to try to bring it back in the next few months, too. Because, obviously, it was true what my intel was telling me, and then they tried to roll it out right after I talked about it. It formed opposition up front to call it out so they couldn't incrementally roll it out. And that's one of the biggest victories we've ever had. And they're still trying to bring it in, but people are really not buying. They really tried hard. And we've gotten, in a couple of months since they rolled out the new COVID boosters, it was 2% have taken it. Now 3.2% of Americans have taken the poison shot. It's a little higher for children because pediatricians are secretly paid. It's now out in the public. Hundreds of thousands of dollars to just inject a few hundred children under the age of two. There's a bounty on them. So we haven't totally defeated it, but it'd be 20 times worse right now if you hadn't listened to me and hadn't taken action. So you see the stickers they put everywhere where it's Biden pointing. He says, I did that. People stick them on gas pumps and they share the meme everywhere when bad things are happening. Well, you did that. You, the audience of activists, get the credit. Not me with the whistleblowers and, you know, putting the news out and even folks magnifying it. At the end of the day, it's because you got excited and you said no, hell no. They had to back off greatly. And there's been a lot of big COVID developments. The FDA just came out and said, don't take the new COVID booster with the flu shot. It may give you a stroke or heart attack. How big is that? I mean, we knew that before they rolled the damn thing out. So I'm prefacing what I'm saying with, we can stop the global martial law plan. But if you think COVID was bad, if you think COVID was out of control, this is going to dwarf it. And I'm not criticizing whoever made the thumbnail, but ask Rob to change it. If you go to band.video, I asked the archivist on Friday to find it. He did find it by Saturday. And I told him to not make it too lengthy, so it's only 7 minutes long. He had about a two-hour, you know, long clip tape of me going back over 3 years ago saying, once you take the shots, they're going to cause heart attacks, myocarditis, blood clots, all the rest of it, strokes. And then they're going to have a huge war and inflation and financial collapse as the cover when hundreds of millions start dying from the shots, according to the rodent studies. Because a few of the rodents in the studies, because they did test this shot on rats. Yeah, there's the headline. But the thumbnail's like it's Halloween-y and funny. I want the headline serious. It says, war and terrorism after COVID. The COVID cover-up program, wars and terrorist attacks. And we can probably just make the headline a little better. I'm not putting it down. It needs to be Alex Jones. Another Alex Jones prediction comes true. Wars, financial collapse, terrorism to cover up COVID deaths. Or you know what? Just leave the headline like it is. The point is that there's video in January of 2020 in that clip where I said they're going to use this to bring in UN control, UN regulations, UN treaties. This is in January. And then they're going to use war, terror, and financial collapse once you find out they created the virus. And once you find out the shots they're going to give you are going to kill you. I just know the enemy. I eat, drink, and sleep this. And I mean, I'm going to be completely serious with the audience. I used to only dream and REM sleep the last hour of sleep like most people do. I now dream for 8 hours. I'll go to bed at 10 o'clock, wake up at 11, huge dreams. Go to bed again, wake up at 3 a.m., huge dreams. Go back to sleep, wake up at 5 a.m. after huge dreams. And all I dream about now, basically, is wargaming all this. It's, I mean, I'm literally at work while I'm asleep constantly. I mean, I've just shifted into a mode, and that's how I know all this stuff. Because the subconscious is much more powerful than the conscious. And my subconscious is totally turned over to beating these people. And that's where we're getting all this advanced intel. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Emergency broadcast, globalist Russia launched World War III and martial law. I had a mass awakening that mRNA COVID jabs attack immune system, cause blood clots. Now, there's a lot of reasons they launched the attacks: to begin depopulation, to corrupt the medical system, to further collapse Main Street, to vertically integrate and consolidate power into the big BlackRock companies. They doubled their wealth. The public lost half their wealth during the whole COVID tyranny. And they plan to, of course, bring that back and have the UN treaty moving forward. They're trying to cram down right now that takes full control of your body, sets up more of these emergency centers around the world to lock up dissidents ahead of the next virus that Fauci was on TV 2 weeks ago again making the rounds. So was Tedros of the World Health Organization saying new viruses are imminent. Remember, he said that in 2017 about Trump. He will be challenged by a new novel virus, probably out of China. They also said on C-SPAN that same year, at a different roundtable of events he was at, we played the clips many times here, that a new virus like the bird flu out of China would be used to blow up the old regulatory system and just allow drug companies to roll out anything they want untested. So here we are, ladies and gentlemen. This is where we stand right now. You have a giant financial bubble of quadrillions and quadrillions of fake dollars that the private central banks, the private owners, the European Central Bank, our Federal Reserve, it's private, and they have been giving unlimited money to themselves to buy up the economy, to buy up the infrastructure, to buy up the politicians, to buy up the influencers, to engage in hundreds of billions of dollars just in the U.S. alone, in lawfare, to shut down any populace or anybody that's half sane that challenges their barbaric takeover. And we're now on the complete precipice. So it was very clear to me when they created the virus and released it, and we knew day one it was man-made. Top universities around the world scanned it and said, no, it's man-made, five viruses put together, 100% confirmed. And then it turned out they were working on those very viruses at Wuhan, including COVID-19, and we have the documents that they even called it COVID-19 a year before they released it. And then when we got the documents and had the top scientist on about rat studies and other mammal studies they'd done with mRNA shots for SARS and for the bird flu, that it would, when they created the spike protein, it would then cause blood clots, myocarditis, strokes, heart attacks, you name it. But it also attacks fertility. So then I said to myself, how will they roll something out this devastating? And in their own war games, the SPARS 2025-2028 document, and in the John Hopkins Rockefeller Foundation document, Operation Lockstep, they even predicted there'd be giant political upheaval once the public discovered that the shots were making people sick and erasing their immune systems. That's why when General Flynn 3 years ago saw our presentation on the SPARS document with the UN and John Hopkins and the rest of them and the Pentagon, he was the former head of Defense Intelligence, the former chief national security advisor. He went, oh, my God, Jones is dead on in that three-hour emergency show we did that, thank God, went viral thanks to you getting it out. And he said, this is a war game, so that they can have the attack plan, but if they get caught with it by other branches of government or private corporations, they say, oh, no, 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 no. This is just a drill. So let's go back to the FDA October 2000 document, months before they rolled the shots out, saying, we believe the list of adverse reactions will be myocarditis, blood clots, heart attacks, strokes, and a whole bunch of other things. So in the SPARS document, it's really set in the year 2020, 2023, and it's a battle plan for the years we're in now. And by the third year, it comes out completely that it causes heart attacks and strokes and then will cause civil unrest. And they even show example tweets they would release during the pandemic that are almost 100% the same. They just change the acronyms and switch them around. So this is a battle plan that they then decode for each launch phase of their operation. It's like George Washington had his codes that went out and you had to decode them and then you could read it. So when General Flynn saw it, he said, yeah, we're dead on. But that's 3 years ago. It was a question, were they actually doing it? Now we know they did. So they consciously tested this for decades. Obama then weaponized it, decided to go with it in 2015. But all these scientists blew the whistle, so they moved the weapon project from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and the University of Texas, Galveston, and University of Baylor in Waco. They were all involved, along with several other universities. I was saying three of them. There's about 10 involved. They were the lead groups. They moved the project to Wuhan so they had plausible deniability when they released it. They were planning to get Hillary in, and then she would use it to bring in permanent martial law, but they got Trump instead. So it didn't go quite the way they wanted. So their plan was somewhat successful, consolidating power, almost got the World ID in, helping them get their World UN Treaty, but they haven't gotten exactly what they wanted. So they're gearing up and telling you it's about to happen again. But I believe and I know that if we get enough friction on this, enough legislatures, enough governors, enough attorney generals, enough senators at the federal level aware of this, to speak about it, the globalists may back off because they need to have plausible deniability and don't want people to know that we've actually deciphered their coded battle manuals and their entire attack plan. So that's where we are. Now here's the rest of the story. You heard myself, and you've heard Tucker Carlson, and you've heard Jack Posobiec, and Steve Bannon, and a lot of other people say in the last 6 months, it's very clear that they're looking to suspend the 2024 election that's only 12 months away. 12 months and a few days. And that to do that, they're going to need a giant war. Now, here's the key. They know the big bubble is already popping. It's not about to pop. It's already popped. Look at real estate. Look at inflation. Look at all of what's happened. Look at interest rates going up, but still inflation goes up. The worst case scenario. So they need the world to be in a giant crisis and all tribal, everybody divided into their groups, so that the globalists can pose as the saviors during these regional cascading domino effect wars that will lead into a full-scale World War III. Now, World War III, I believe, if you want to talk about it, really began when Russia invaded Ukraine in February a year and a half ago, or a little bit more than a year and a half ago. And then now with Israel and all the provocative moves there and the way the Western media is playing both sides, it's designed to create maximum division and to get the other Middle Eastern countries involved to attack Israel. And then the United States is going to go fully into the Middle East. That's already being prepared. It's already planned on. And I'm going to tell you the rest of the story when we come back. So this is full world war and then martial law here domestically, food rationing and everything else, and we'll never come out of it. And they're going to arrest all their political opposition, death camps, everything. The end of everything you know is now here.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next Great Renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book,
Okay, just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but this is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Thermonuclear war, bio war, mass starvation. the end of civilization as we know it. It has been initiated. They want 90% of us dead within 7 years. This is just the beginning. Every day could be our last here, my friends. But I'm going to stay at my post and go down with the ship. Have a chance to avert this. The globalists are invoking the Bible and twisting prophecy and saying that Revelation is now being fulfilled and that then a leader will appear, the Messiah to save us. The first Messiah that appears in this time is the Antichrist, the counterfeit. It's very clear. I'm not just speculating now. I told you with 100% precision how they lay this out. Wars, economic collapse, world ID, UN treaty, race war, food supply being cut off, energy being cut off. Just like the shot and the release of the virus had to be covered up with wars, the food collapse that's already been put into motion, the dominoes have already been knocked over. Use the V for Vendetta video where he hits the first domino and then it starts hitting the thousands of others. The dominoes are about 10% down right now, and now they're accelerating out. Netanyahu is literally invoking Isaiah and saying, we're going to exterminate their farm animals. We're going to kill their cows, their sheep, their goats, and their donkeys. The Muslims are saying the same thing back, believing they're following prophecy. We know there was a stand down in Israel. Was it Netanyahu or was it the groups that want him out of power? We don't know. A lot of people that I trust, like Patrick Byrne, who's done a lot of research, and the guy's the real deal. He's got a whole bunch of doctorates in this. And he travels the world. He says it was a setup against Netanyahu. And I'm not trying to defend Netanyahu. I'm just putting that out there. We don't know who stood down in Israel, but we know it happened. And we know in September, they took the guns from the private security forces in that area of southern Israel on the border with the Gaza Strip and 2+ million people that want to kill them. So regardless, they had attack helicopters minutes away, didn't send them for 7 hours. This was a false flag. This was allowed to happen. There's different types of false flags. There's the type where you let something happen or you actually totally stage it. There's three or four different variants according to the Pentagon's own definitions of it. But this was a stand down, which is a form of false flag. So, let me just pull back here as calmly as I can with everybody and lay this out for you right now. This is a cascade of global crises that will irrevocably make the carrying capacity of the industrialized world that allowed this giant population to form collapse. A microcosm is Iraq and the sanctions put on them in 1990, intensified in 1994 by Clinton, basically tripled them. No medicine, no energy can be sold, no energy can be brought in, no infrastructure parts. And so they lost 3 million people of starvation and illness. By the end of it, 1.5 million of them children. You're like, well, wait a minute, Madeleine Albright said 500,000 kids were a good price to pay. That was a couple years into it. It ended up being over 1 million children. The State Department admits that. Now, it's the same thing here. You cut off the medicine and you cut off the energy or make it too expensive for the average person to get, you're going to cause crime, you're going to cause homelessness, you're going to cause civil unrest, you're going to cause civil war. And I've got a stack of mainstream news here in Europe, the U.S., Canada, you name it, saying mainline analysts believe we're going to have a civil war. But instead of a civil war against the globalists and against BlackRock, Black Lives Matter, funded by the same globalist groups, is setting it up as black against white and Islamicist against Israel supporter. And you see it everywhere. And Muslims are a fifth column of the globalists because they control them politically. and fund their leaders, where the globalists can activate these groups anytime they're told by their leaders. And we saw a Muslim mob, well, we'll some B-roll of that, storms airport in Russia's Dagestan in search of Jewish refugees, took over the airport, a large airport, ran out, took over the tarmac. This is what's going on. We've got the footage of them in the airport itself taking over, saying, give us the Jews, we're going to kill them. We have millions in our country. They have tens of millions in Europe, and millions more coming. The border's wide open. So that's how dangerous all this has gotten. Allah Akbar. So that's why I keep saying since October 7th, let's have the 35,000-foot view here. Soros is funding these groups all over the world. That's in the New York Post today. So you have the left preparing the civil unrest around the world. They knew when this attack happened in Israel, Israel would go into war mode. Israel would start attacking and leveling things. The Arab countries would get angry. The most powerful Muslim country, hands down Turkey with nuclear weapons. Erdogan threatened to invade Israel last week, Friday. It's on. U.S. troops are being deployed. Hundreds of aircraft, hundreds, are landing a day with munitions and troops. Hundreds of flights. And I've got the new Speaker of the House saying we need to go to war against all those countries. We are. We're ready. Going to play that clip coming up. So that's where we are. They're going to release another virus. They're going to release a new deadly shot. They're going to continue to cut off the fertilizer. They're going to continue to cut off the fuel. It was 25% a few months ago. Now the estimates by the big central banks is a 30% cut in world fertilizer. And the numbers are always about 6 months behind. So 6 months ago, there was a 30% cut in world fertilizer production, not just because of the Ukraine war. Governments are going around into the ESGs and BlackRock and the UN, cutting bank loans and funding and passing laws and regulations to not just cut the fertilizer, but make you kill the cows and the sheep, claiming their feces is toxic. You know, that's part of the growth cycle and what makes the grass grow and is good. You go to Africa, there are millions of water buffalo just roaming around. You can breed them with a cow. It's a cow. So we get rid of the water buffalo because they eat grass and then poop? Anybody ever worked on a farm, sees where the cows go to the bathroom in the field, it makes the grass even greener. It's manure. You use it to grow your crops. It's good. The main food source in the Nile for the fish and the crocodiles eat, the humans eat, is the poop of the hippopotamuses. Again, they're
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We're going to kill their cows, their sheep, and their donkeys. Because just because they had those cows and sheep and donkeys, the Palestinians are so dirty and so evil, their animals deserve to die. Their cats, their dogs, every living thing. No stone will be left unturned. The message he's putting out is the message being spouted by a large number in the Knesset. Now, sit back and think. Do you think Benjamin Netanyahu's stupid? No, he's very, very sly. He's very, very smart. He knows rhetoric like that is going to stir up all of the Muslim nations that surround Israel. And then he knows that what he's saying and doing is rubbing salt in the wound. And that's the orders he's been given by the globalists to get a full regional war going. Because just like Wesley Clark famously said, he saw at the Pentagon that plan to take out all the countries, including Egypt. And what did Obama do? He funded the Arab Spring that overthrew our allies and put the Muslim Brotherhood in that blew up hundreds of churches and killed tens of thousands of Christians and ran the few final Jews out of Egypt. And so they are setting up a full Mideast war. Russia's winning in Ukraine. And then what's China going to do? They're going to move into Taiwan. And unless we use nuclear weapons, they can't be stopped. But that's because the globalists have a larger plan to set America up in the end and destroy our name and basically relegate us into the future. And there'll be a new NATO, UN, China slash US as a junior partner in all of this. And then we'll be under the world government. That's the gamble they're going for. With the world ID, with the UN treaty to take over your body and make you take all these shots. And you've got Erdogan threatening to invade Israel, saying we'll invade in the middle of the night as he speaks to a crowd that looks like 3 million people. I don't know the number, but it's just one of the biggest crowds I've ever seen. looks like a Metallica concert in Brazil or something. You've seen those with like 5 million people. I mean, you know when you're looking at millions. It's bigger than Bolsonaro rallies, and those were over 1.5 million. It's the just boom, millions and millions of people, and they're screaming, we're going to kill the Jews. And then Netanyahu is saying exactly what will punch their buttons. So the Israelis get killed and massacred to punch their buttons. Now, Netanyahu goes way too far, and even if he's going to kill people like that, he shouldn't have the rhetoric, we're going to exterminate, we're going to genocide people. So here's the bottom line. This is a global plan to bring in global instability as a smokescreen for the fertilizer and the energy that's already cut off, that's already going to kill hundreds and hundreds of millions of people, even the UN estimates. So the UN runs the policies of cutting off the fertilizer and locking people down and cutting off the energy. But then they say, oh, we need tens of billions of dollars. We're going to have hundreds of millions starved to death starting now. And they starved over 80 million people to death during the lockdowns. And all that civil unrest around the world will then be organized. The survivors, military-age men, will be flooded into Europe, into North America. This is it. And the world ID and the cashless society and the ESGs and all of it is going to then cover up all the dead and dying with the heart attacks. Because that's the old story. We're moving on to the next bigger crisis. So they cover up each big rollout of their attack plan on civilization to fully collapse industrial society by 2030, to then reduce population by 90%. That's their goal. They're the ones saying it, not me. I'm not the one saying the world ends in 2030. I'm not Morgan Freeman. I'm not William Shatner. I'm not Beto O'Rourke. I'm not Greta Thunberg. I'm not the UN. I'm not Klaus Schwab. I'm not Yuval Noah Harari. I'm not Bill Gates. They're the ones. But once the collapse accelerates, and I told you this over and over again too, suddenly they'll be against open borders. Suddenly they'll be a little bit against the shot. Suddenly they'll say, be nice to the medical workers that tried to make you do this. Be our friends. And now they're doing that. So they're even thinking about the public as if you don't have a memory. They're now even acting like they're with us. That's why the lady on the Young Turds, whatever her name is, Anna Kasparian, has come out and said, I hate the liberals. I hate California. I hate defunding the police. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. And that's why Bill Maher's doing all that, because they've done their job. They believe the country's collapse is already unstoppable, and they've been given their directive, their talking point. Now, I said it's not clear whether Musk did this early on, knowing that he didn't want to get blamed. He wanted to be on our side because he thinks we can stop it. And maybe all these other people have been joining us because of this. But I know with her, it's because they've gotten the directive. I know they read strictly off a Soros script. So the globalists are already positioning themselves to act like they aren't the authors of what we're now living through. So I hate to get so negative here with you, but it's actually very, very positive that we're still on air and able to warn you about this. And the enemy doesn't like this show and wants us off air, because when they tune in, they know this guy's got our number. His guests have our number. How does this guy know this? I've been investigated by the CIA, the FBI. I've been under massive surveillance. I've been sued by these federal groups to try to find the documents, to find who's funding us, to find who's giving me intel. Years ago, you know, if I took my daughter to the park or whatever, there'd be feds there and watching. And then they just kept asking. And I've had the FBI, you know, call up and ask me and the rest of it. Okay, how did you know this? How did you know that? Had the Secret Service call and say, how did you know this? How did you know that? How the hell wouldn't I know this? They've got all their people out there preparing the next phase of their operation. Because my head's in the game. That's why I know. This is all I do. And they think, like, when I'm at the park, I'm being handed, like, a document. This is what you say. It comes out of my head. How can you not look and see what's going on? And they finally come to the realization, I'm not run by somebody. To see, they're all run by somebody. They all get told what to say. They all get told what to do. I don't. And the public sees it too. This is not even rocket science. But the horror that they're creating is so terrible, they believe you'll be scared of it subconsciously and won't admit how bad it is because it's too scary to admit it. when only admitting it and then doing something about it will stop them. So, I don't know, we've got a month, 6 months, a year. This could kick off any day now. But I know we've got a chance to pray. We've got a chance to educate others, a chance to be heard, a chance to speak out. Any place where you've got a venue, county commissioners, legislatures, calling into talk radio, C-SPAN, going to events, talking to these politicians, educating them, going to school boards, talking to your neighbors. But the most important thing is sharing the articles, sharing the links, sharing the videos like your life depends on it, because it does. We need what I've talked about in the last 45 minutes to go viral everywhere. Because this is the truth. Now, I didn't finish the last big part, and I'll hit that at the start of the next hour, but I'll just say it here for bookends and expand on it. Obviously, this helps all these governments that are about to have the bubble completely pop. They're going to have the public mad at them. So they want wars and new viruses and civil unrest they can activate to make it a black-white thing or a Muslim-Jew thing. You see what's going on. And, of course, the next big shoe to drop is, the way this is going, very good chance that what I've said and Tucker Carlson has said and Jack Posobiec has said and Steve Bannon has said is true. It looks like they're getting ready to cancel the election. And that's the big takeaway. All right. We got a great sponsor. InfoWarsStore.com has the full catalog of My Patriot Supply food at the lowest prices you're going to find in this crazy world, where you can actually beat inflation by buying the food now. It lasts more than 10 years. Tastes great. Hundreds and hundreds of different products. You'd be smart to get a 3-month, 6-month year supply of food right now. That's about a quarter of the price you're going to pay for similar stuff at the grocery store. At InfoWarsStore.com, you'd be insane to not get Alexa Pure water filtration systems. You can take pond water, lake water, you name it. Makes it completely healthy, clean, and safe to drink during total collapse. And you don't just need one for you. You need a couple more to help folks. Also, we've got back in stock GrainForce Ultra, an amazing, clean, fast-acting. It also wears off quick, so I like it because I can take it at night and still sleep later. GrainForce Ultra, 60% off. Immune Support, 50% off. Organic Green Fiber, 50% off. Vitamin D3 Gummy, 40% off. Down Up Sleep Support, 40% off. Whole Food Multivitamin, 40% off. Superfuel Vitality, 40% off. And all of those are great products. But going into this fall and winter, you should be boosting your immune system right now. Absolutely imperative with all the crap they're releasing. And it supports the broadcast. So do your shopping at InfoWarsStore.com while you still can. Or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. And you can call our operators. They can walk through all the different food packages and items and things and answer your questions. If you'd like to order over the phone, it's great to order online. One of the best places to really get your questions answered is calling 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. But GrainForce Ultra, back in stock, my book, The Great Awakening. Now, there's an opportunity in all this tyranny. There's going to be a reverse action against that. That's why we are the answer to the tyranny. Get the book signed or unsigned. The signed copy, again, is a fundraiser. I want to thank you for your support at InfoWarsStore.com. The Great Awakening, defeating the globalists and launching the next great renaissance. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Hour number two straight ahead.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.